Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is a Monday, and the date, I guess, is February 18th. And I'm actually joined by Mr. Alan Cardoza. I'll introduce him right away. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Hey, it's great to be here, Sam.
Yes, thank you for coming in and sitting here with me, because Danny's running a little behind, and I figured I have to go on the air, and you come in early for your show. So I figured you'd come in and sit with me for a few minutes.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm sure that I might not be as cute or controversial as Danny, but I'll do my best.
Yeah, well, this show is not about being cute. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, so there's a lot of stuff going on in that, but let's just review again what you do so people know who they're listening to.
All right. Well, thanks, Sam. For those that don't know, I'm an international detective. I've been on Sam's shows many times.
Yes.
And my show, Answers for the Family, comes on right after this show.
Absolutely. And it's called Answers for the Family. And you've been doing it for what, 10 years now, Alan?
10 years. I'm one of the people that I believe I started. It was maybe 4 or 5 months after you started the station.
Yeah.
I found you, so I might be one of very close to one of the originals.
Right, right. Well, awesome, man. So how are things going these days for you? You've developed this whole thing. It's a big deal now. I mean, you guys have like a whole social media going on and
yep.
stuff like that to get awareness of what you do.
Well, and a lot of it, I mean, I thank you and Ronan. You guys have helped. I mean, adding things like Facebook Live and things like that has helped us learn how to grow and to help get our message out. And that's really what it's all about.
I mean, awesome.
When I started the show, it was essentially, what can I do to get the message out to more people, to get more of a positive message out to people?
Yeah, yeah. And I think you've succeeded in a big way, you know? I mean, I admire you and all the other hosts that have been with us for 11, 10, 9, 6 years, you know, I mean, people have been here for years, and I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would have something like this. And I consider it sort of like belonging to everyone, because, I mean, you come in here, you feel at home, because we want you to feel at home, you know what I'm saying? And you come in here, and you can hang out, and you can do your show, and you get to talk to people you may normally not have talked to, you know, and things like that, so I think you're doing very well, and we love having you here. And well, I highly recommend our listeners to just stay on. Stay tuned to this channel right after this show. You'll be able to hear Alan.
That's great. And, you know, for anybody out there, if you've ever thought about, how do I get my platform? How do I get my information out there? One of the things that I liked when I first found your show and found your network was, you know, the catchphrase, we say what we want. Okay? I like that.
That's true,
that was right away. I thought, you know what? I love the idea that there's not somebody over me saying, oh, well, you know, you can't touch on that subject or you can't say this. I think this really speaks to the freedom that we have as Americans.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Alan. You know, and the amazing thing is, because today people have choices. You know, when we started, if you remember, there were no iPhone apps for radio or anything like this. So people could only listen to us on the computer. And people did, because people were on computers. They didn't have phones. And so people started listening and everything, and people have stayed with us. And then as soon as the iPhone came out and I realized we could have an app, we had one. And people started listening on the phone and everything. And things just turned out very well, where we continue to stay with the technology. So, you know, the apps came up, bam, we were there, you know. And then Facebook Live came up, and there we were there, you know. Now everybody's doing it, you know. And we podcasts are 99% not live, you know. If it's live, it's a radio show.
No, I agree. And, you know, to share one more thing, I get a lot of people that ask me, you know, why as an international detective did you decide to start a radio show? And again, about 10 years ago, I was in Hawaii. I was listening to a futurist. And the futurist said, in the future, all radio will be internet-based. And I thought about that, and I went, wow, let's think about that for a minute. Now, at the same time, our economy was going through a recession, right. And I was dealing with a lot of parents that would call me and say, you know, can you find my child, or can you do something to help us? And then I would get started, and I would suggest to them, you know, that maybe, you know, they talk to an educational consultant, or they talk to somebody that might be able to help their family or help their kids.
Right.
And they would end up saying to me, oh, you know, never mind, we can't afford that. We've just gone through a recession. And I thought, okay, I need a better way to get this information out to everybody.
Right.
Rather than trying to tell them, well, you know, contact your insurance company or contact, you know, the school district or something like that.
Right.
So to me, you help give us a platform to get information out to parents that were then able to help their families, to help their children.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know what, Alan? We can sit here and congratulate each other all day, but we've done it for about 15 minutes. So actually, no, 10 minutes. But that's okay, because Danny's here. Danny, you remember Alan?
Yeah, of course.
And welcome to the show.
Thanks. Sorry.
I'm in a great mood, so I'm not going to be pissed or anything.
Why are you in a great mood? You went on a date?
No.
You didn't?
I'm just in a good mood, you know?
That's good.
What can I say?
It's good for a
I'm
Monday.
Well rested on the weekend. Maybe that's what it is, you know?
I shouldn't be in a good mood. I got to the doctor's office at 8:30. They didn't even sit me down until 9:15. The doctor didn't come in until 9:30, and then he was like, take some Advil. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah. Because I've had this like weird pain in the back of my...
Yeah.
Head for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I feel like you can't see anything in the brain, so I should be worried about that.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Happy Monday.
I know, but the terrible thing is when doctors make you wait, right?
Oh,
I mean, why is their time more important than ours?
And then there's like nobody there, I feel. I'm like, why am I in the waiting room for this long?
Yeah, he's probably like, sitting there banging the nurse or something.
Probably so.
Yeah, who knows? And Danny has to wait.
My favorite doctor of all time actually went to jail and lost his license over that for banging a nurse.
Really?
Yeah, because she turned around and said it was sexual harassment.
I'm sure she did.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, yeah, so folks, so Danny, just let me sort of wrap up what we were talking about with Alan, but he was describing what he does and everything, but you talk more than just about rescuing and stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, again, the show is Answers for the Family, so it is anything that might help your family have a happier, healthier life, and we've had some great guests. I think we have John Gray coming up, the author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah.
We had Scott Aker, who wrote The Happiness Project. So today we're going to be talking about a woman who went through her own issues with an eating disorder, and then has since written a book about it, and she's on a campaign to really help parents help their children so that they don't have body issues, so that they don't have things that then cause them to become bulimic or to do things to their own body because they've been body shamed or something like that. So it's all about building self-esteem, building a better family, and we've had some great guests that have helped us get there.
Awesome. So let's go back to our princess here.
That's great. Do
you know anybody that was like? We were just talking about. I'm totally fucking confused.
I gotta tell you guys.
I don't know how I'm able to even fucking talk this morning. I took a fucking edible about an hour ago, and I'm extremely high right now.
Are you? That's why you're in a good mood.
Well, no, I was like that before. I'm telling you,
is it a
rested.
New edible?
No, it's just I don't know why it's working so soon, so early. Oh, I know why.
Because you haven't eaten.
No, because I eat it now earlier than I used to.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
You want to be high for the show,
because
obviously.
Because I moved. Let me tell you what it was. When I lived a mile from here, okay?
Yeah.
I would like eat a cookie with my coffee at 9:30.
Oh, but you could take it later because you were closer.
Right.
Now
I took it
away.
Like at night, so it's already an hour and 15 minutes. I'm like buzzing big time. I don't know how I'm able to talk. If you notice on the shows, sometimes it's like towards the end I start getting high and stuff. So
I feel like I've never really actually seen you high.
Really?
Like I feel like it's just so
I'm
normal.
High every fucking day. Are you kidding me? No, I mean, but it's like I'm really feeling it now where, you know, that's when it starts working, an edible about an hour and a half later.
Can never take an edible in the morning. I can't take an edible, period, let alone in the morning.
No, that's true, but I can handle a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
Except today.
Yeah,
so I might talk some bullshit and forget some stuff, so just forgive me, Ellen. You know? Hey,
not a problem
She's
at all.
She's used to it, but I'm just telling you.
That doesn't bother me.
Well, actually, I want to ask Danny now a question in regards to the pain. Have you talked to your doctor about CBD? As something that may help you with the pain in the back of your neck.
No, but I met some guy this weekend who was like, I'll give you some CBD. And I was like, shut up.
Really?
No.
It's probably just, it probably does work, but I was just like, shut up.
Dude. You know, it works for some people, for some things.
Well, I told you my roommate got jumped and he used CBD oil and he said it helped.
Really?
Yeah, but he was also taking like oxycodone at the same time. So I'm like, what is really working?
Yeah.
No, the whole idea is to get away from the opiates and to go to something that's more natural.
Right.
And I mean, if you'd like, I mean, next week I'll bring some in if it's still bothering you.
You can get it either way. I mean, it's so easy to get them.
Right, yeah, but I'd rather not pay for it. So. Right, yeah, okay. Bring some in.
So Ellen will bring you some.
Yeah, bring some in.
There you go.
We forgot that part.
Yeah.
Or I did it.
Yeah, that's trying to pay, so
no, definitely I will. We have, in fact, we have a product. We have the oil as well as the cream,
right?
And we've just had phenomenal feedback. I mean, literally places, we're in over 50 chiropractic offices now, and they're giving it to their patients. So you know, the fact,
because I have really severe back problems too, so maybe that'll help. You never know.
So yeah,
nothing else has helped.
Well, for those of you just joining us, I want to let you know we are live. It's President's Day, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And most people don't work, but this is not work for us. So that's why we're here. And you kidding me? I like live for this.
Yeah.
You know, it's really like it gets me in the morning, gets me going in the morning. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it all came from commuting to work, listening to Howard Stern, listening to way back then to Rick Dees, and
if you remember
that, you probably don't remember. It was a long
time. I know Howard Stern.
Long fucking time ago for Rick Dees, and who else was it? Like Mark and Brian were here.
Yep.
Right.
And, so there were different stations with morning shows. Today, I don't know how popular these shows still are because people don't really listen to FM AM anymore.
Right, yeah.
So, but they're still going, you know, and I always thought, shit, you know, this is like the most fun ever to sit in the studio, be able to talk and laugh with people you enjoy and entertain people in the process.
Yeah. Honestly,
you
it's
know,
like.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. If I could like get paid billions of dollars to do it, I'd be a happy camper.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Because not that many people can carry a show.
No.
Like, there's so many people out here trying to do it, and I'm like, oh, girl.
Right? It's like all these podcasts, so-called podcasts.
Yeah.
People just sit in a room, talk to their friends, and they think it's interesting.
Yeah, but you have to be an interesting human being, and you have to be pretty open about what you're talking about.
Not necessarily. Look, there's shows that are not like us.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But even if it's about, I don't know, presidents or politics.
Well, Ellen's show is more serious.
Right. But you still need to be able to like you would do the show by yourself, right?
Well,
he's got a co-host.
I have guest co-host now, so I have different co-hosts. But I agree with you in the sense because I listen to your show.
Right.
Okay, so you guys have an audience because you're able to not only interact well, but also be incredibly entertaining.
Right.
Okay. I think one of the values of my show is the guests themselves.
Right.
Not so much me as the fact of my producer that goes out and finds guests that are doing something now that's making a difference.
Right. But you knew that making the show that, okay, I got to find guests.
Exactly.
So you got to know, but some people are just throwing some shit together.
Out there. And you know, and not all shows have to be necessarily entertaining. Mm. If your show is like, it informs people. It opens their horizons a little bit more. It's worth it.
Sure.
You know, and you've got the personality. You've got the approach and everything. You've got the delivery. You can carry a show. And you've done it for 10 years.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm saying. Some people may not be the same audience as yours, but people tune to us for entertainment and to learn a couple things.
Right.
For yours, it's more like, gee, let's listen and see some of the more serious things about life.
Right.
You know, so there's room for both of them to exist. The only problem is there's millions of so-called podcasts out there, and they talk about shit, and they don't sound good, and all that happens is they create a lot of noise, And then you go to iTunes, you don't know what to listen to.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's a million things there.
And they and now on iTunes and Apple, they only show you trending and popular podcasts. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to find really hidden gems in there because they're not being shown.
Exactly. It's only like the Adam Carolla and the, what's his name, the other guy.
It's like people that have millions of followers, basically. Yeah. And I've for the past couple of weeks, I've been doing my research. So I've been listening to like an episode here, episode there. To see like why, well, okay, why is this like high on the charts? And I'm like, no.
Really?
Horrible.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's only because they have a fan base. And fans, once you have a fan base, they will literally listen to you, even if not quality.
Yeah, if you're in your fucking basement, you know, with your iPhone or something.
Yeah, they don't care. True. They're like, oh my God, I love you so much, which is good, I guess. But people don't make money off podcasts, but you get like, you can get sponsors and stuff like that.
Yeah, but very few people do.
Very few.
Yeah, okay, but you know what? You bring up a great point when you talk about these people that have the bigger audiences. The reason they do is because people are leaving reviews. So for those of you listening to the show now, if you love this show, leave a review.
Right.
That will move it up the list as far as on iTunes.
Yeah, I've been trying to do that too. Yeah. Leave a review, even if you tell me I suck.
Exactly, and write one. Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. I never really ask for these things, so people don't do it.
All right, so I'm doing it for you, okay? Thank you. So for those people out there, okay, if you like it, even if you don't like it, if you have a comment, whatever it is, leave a review, because it allows them to keep not only have the show grow, but also to make adjustments or changes based on the information that you're providing.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I don't ever listen to like that criticism.
Yeah, which sounds good in theory, but we would never change the show. <for it. laughs>
Literally, no,
if
sorry.
If you don't like it, tune out. Yeah,
it's like, goodbye. See you later.
Oh, man. So it's funny. It's different perspectives and you know, radio and stuff. And it's cool. You know, we have 80 different people here, and that's what I'm proud of, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to go far and sift among the millions. You can sift among 80 shows and then see. You're more likely to find something you like.
Mm-hmm.
When people are in a professional environment, you know, they invest themselves in it, and you know you're going to get a good production in every possible way.
Right.
Why not?
Right.
Anyway, enough self-congratulation. tell us a little bit about your weekend. You saw a guy last night? Who was that? No, you said something about somebody offered you CBD, right?
Oh, yeah, at work. I've just been training all weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
So tell us about that. You know, she got a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She got a job.
I like working nights. Like yesterday I did a morning shift. Not for me.
Morning shift?
Yeah, and they wanted me to train this morning. I was like, nope, sorry, I'm on the radio. Can't make it. I can come in at night, though.
Right.
I'm just like, I...
Get them used to it, so they'll have you there.
Well, I told them when they hired me, I can't do mornings. I have a radio show. And plus, I'd like to have my mornings open. I can, like, get a workout in. You know, mind you, if you work a morning shift at a restaurant, you're off at 3.
Yeah.
But it's like, after I get off at 3, I'm not going to want to do anything.
Right.
So I'd rather have my mornings open and then... be there at night. Plus, I'm a social butterfly, and it's a little slower during the day, so I'd rather
you want to meet the people too.
Yeah, and I'm used to working in nightclubs, so I'm used to like faster paced and
so you tell
around.
Them listen, Danny, I mean, it's not the end of the world.
They're pretty chill there. I don't
really?
Think yeah they're like really
okay cool
really
so maybe
chill.
They'll let you do the night thing. Tell them, look, I really plan on working nights.
No I told them yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because they wanted me to work this morning.
Right.
And I was like,
right.
I told them upon hiring, I can only do late afternoon or nights. So.
Good.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
In the meantime, you guys can tune in and listen to me on the radio.
Yeah, right. And I told them that too. I was like, listen. And I told them I can't work Tuesdays. Like, it just is what it is.
Exactly. You late for them early on,
but
right,
I mean,
Ellen?
You have to, though, so there's no if you don't tell them in the beginning. Then when it comes time to scheduling and you're requesting all these things off and you never mentioned it, then it's an issue. And they're like, why did we hire this girl?
Right.
So I just prefer to be like honest about this is what works for me.
Exactly. And once you let them know and you start rolling in with the flow there, then what's going to happen is they'll just get used to it and...
Exactly.
You know, and that's it. And then
exactly.
You can,
but it's
yeah,
a cool vibe.
But you have a good work ethic, you know, and I think you're cool, you know.
Yeah.
You show up, and that's important in life.
Yeah.
Right, Alan?
Absolutely.
Like, what's his name? Everybody always quotes him. Woody Allen or something, that 99% of success is showing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah, for
sure. Right, so
yeah,
you got to be there, you know, and on time. Yeah. Except when you go to the doctor.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't predictable. If I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah, you see, I don't hold it against you because you've never done it.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh. And then I looked at the time. I was like, this is like the latest I've ever been. I usually get here like 9:59 if I'm late.
Exactly.
And that's quote unquote late.
But that's what I mean about building credibility, you know, because if you keep on being consistently good, then even if something happens, nobody's going to like be mad at you because they know it's not really you.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't do it because of like, you know, negligence or something.
Yeah, like, hey, Sam, I slept in.
Exactly.
I'm eating my French toast. I'll be in after. Right.
And even if you did, I would understand that, you know, and even if it's traffic, because you're always here.
Right.
So that's the, you know, the good thing. So you've built a credibility. You built, credit.
Yeah.
That's how you build your credit and trust.
That's right.
Exactly.
Good, good. So that's why I still say that I have, not me, you have a great work ethic.
Yeah.
You know, so people will keep you if you just keep on showing up and doing what they
I trained 2 days this week, and I think by next week I'll have a normal schedule.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
But it won't be morning, so don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because I know you'll be here. I mean, you can't, you don't want to throw this away. You know?
No. And plus it's like, so on, I worked on, my first night was Friday, which was cool. And then Saturday night, there was a 3-hour wait to sit down. Because it's just.
Really?
Yeah, people like come in. Yeah. And some people will be like, I'll give you like $300 if you can seat us sooner. So I can see why hostesses, because I always wondered like, why do people want to host? In LA, because you only make...
And you don't get the tips either, right?
You do get tips.
You do get the tips.
Yeah, so if someone comes to the front and says, hey, like, I'll give you $300 to sit me down.
But do you get to keep all the 300?
Well, whoever you... It's usually two hostess.
Right.
But that's still like, you just made 150 in 10 minutes.
So it's not like a pool of tips where everybody pulls the tips together.
No.
Oh.
But like sometimes the bar backs and servers will tip you out. If you like give them a good table or something.
Yeah, yeah. So. Good. So you can make more than they do for $300 to sit them down.
Yeah, on Saturday night, there was some guy that came in and I sat him down. The wait was, I think, 2.5 hours. And he had four people. And they were just so sweet. They were like going to a show. It was like a double date couple. And I was like, let me just walk around. And I found a table and I sat him down in 10 minutes. They gave me like $150. You can't keep tips while you're training, which sucks. But I was like, ugh.
But that's what you're going
to
get.
Yeah, so it's like, whatever, I can handle two more days of this.
All I can tell you is you're very fortunate to have landed this job.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Stick to it, and you know what? Put your best side up out there, you know, for people to see.
Yeah.
Because I think you have two sides to you, but then so does everybody.
So does everybody.
Right?
You keep the second side. Outside of work.
Right, you know? And that's what I actually posted on Facebook yesterday. I wrote, every person has like two sides to them. Mm-hmm. You know, the good side, the bad side.
Right.
And it depends which one you approach and which one you appeal to.
Right.
You know, if I come to you and I go, hey, what's going on? You look good. How are you? You can't get mad at me.
Yeah.
But if I came to you and I said, you know, like, why the fuck are you late and you know, all this shit, I would get you bad side.
Right.
You know what
I'm
saying?
It's all how you approach situations.
Exactly. Yep. So it's up to you. You're in control.
Right.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why sometimes people wonder, how can you say such great things about him when I see only bad things about him?
Right.
You know, it's because you get to see two sides of the same person.
Right.
And especially you, where you put on a certain persona online.
Right.
Which is not you.
Let's
say it's half of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's just not all of me.
Yeah, I guess when I say that, I mean relative to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
I see the other side.
I always explain that too. Like when I do YouTube videos, like someone asked me to do a YouTube video about bullying. So I posted one last night. And I was trying to explain the situation is when people if you go online and you go to your Instagram or your Facebook or your Twitter and you can't handle any of the negativity that's on there, you should probably delete it because it's just not in your mentality to handle that. Not everyone's like me. Like, I just don't care. I've never cared.
That's true.
But I know that some people aren't like me and don't have that same mentality, so they can't necessarily handle that. Like, I go, if you think about it, in high school, like people that are quote unquote losers in high school, it's like you are so sad and so depressed and like those are the worst years of your life.
Right.
And if you allow those 4 years of your life to continue to follow you around for the rest of your life, you'll be miserable for your entire existence. But if you think it in your mind, like, in 5 years from now, I'm not even going to know these people.
Right.
Like, they're nothing and they're nobody to me. Just like comments online. I go, if someone talks shit to you on a comment and they were standing next to you in CVS, you wouldn't even know that was the person that talked shit to you because they're so irrelevant to your existence.
Exactly.
So you shouldn't care.
Yeah. Well, you see, it makes sense when you think about it logically.
Right.
But to me, it's like if there's one fucking comment, I'll delete it.
Like one the whole bad post. No.
The comment itself.
Oh, yeah. I delete bad comments, too. Right. But it doesn't affect me mentally. Like,
to
I'm
me,
not
it does. But
bed.
then I'm thinking, no, because I'll tell you why. Because it makes you think, well, now it'll make people think differently about what you're doing.
Right.
Like, for example, and I'll give you that example. When I posted something for sale, and I put my sofas that had cat scratches on them.
Right.
So this one bitch writes in there. So you're trying to dump your fucking trash. You're trying to dump your trash and let somebody pick it up, you know. And another guy writes, "I'll give you, you give me $20, I'll come and pick." No, that's not what. Yeah, you give me money, and I'll come and get it.
Yeah,
or you come and bring it to me.
Who
something.
Are these people?
They're fucking assholes. But I'm thinking it's ruining my post, you know? So I gotta
delete them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just delete them.
Yeah.
Like, I uploaded a video the other day where I was like half naked. And I was like, this is for all the females that came to my page talking shit about my body.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But I still, on that video, I got so many negative comments, but I deleted them all. But now it's like 500 comments of all positivity.
Yeah, cool.
So people are like, you deleted all the hateful comments, so it looks like everyone's a cloud chaser. And I go, absolutely, I fucking
yeah,
did.
Exactly.
Why would I leave
it's
negative comments?
It's my fucking post and my fucking right. page.
Yeah. Why would I leave the negativity there?
Good for you.
Nobody has time.
Exactly, you know? Mm-mm. But the thing is, you can't delete it if you write it on other boards.
Oh, yeah.
Their comments, you can't.
No.
Yeah, see, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Or if somebody
so
posts
when you sell it, when you're selling something and they put that shit on there,
yeah.
You can hide it from yourself, but not from other people.
Yeah, like if you go to Gypsy Housing and you post something for sale, like you can't do anything about those comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just is what it is. Just like on Amazon, you can't do anything about people's reviews.
Reviews, that's right.
It's just like,
but this
damn.
Is different. It's not like Amazon, shit.
A lot of people have been buying my book.
Really?
Not like a lot, but more than I would expect.
Nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Well, let's promote the shit out of it. Go ahead. Tell people how they can get it.
It's on Amazon for paperback or Kindle. I don't know if it's on Amazon, you can buy it on Apple Books. I don't know how that works. Do you have to upload your book directly to Apple Books?
Probably, or not. Yeah, well, you have to have a link and set it up there.
Yeah, I have no clue. I'm not doing it. It's only on Amazon, people.
Okay.
Sorry, it's all I know how to do. I'm
exactly.
not professional.
You don't need to be in a million fucking places.
Yeah.
Everybody buys it on Amazon anyway,
yeah,
right,
Alan? It's like, you don't need to go to Apple Books. Just go to fucking Amazon.
Exactly. It's the same thing.
Don't Be That Bitch or my name, and there you go. Please leave a review. A nice one.
Leave a good review. Come on, people. She wrote a good book and with good intentions, right?
I haven't even checked the reviews, to be honest.
Really?
I probably should do that.
Do you want me to do it right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't read the ones from 2016. Cause
yeah, that one sucked. When they sold your book for $500.
So I originally wrote this book in 2016. It was horrible. So I unpublished it, but someone must have bought it. So they were trying to resell it for $545. Like, no one's going to buy that. No one would even buy my new book for
$545. That's funny. So, okay, so I'm going to go to books so I can find it faster here.
Yeah.
Okay, and then tell me what's the title again?
Don't Be That Bitch.
Don't Be That Bitch. All right. Bitch. It's not even coming on the search yet, okay? Because it's in
maybe
the
put index. Put a apostrophe.
Okay, so you have three reviews.
Only three total, and
three
two
total.
Of them are from 2016.
Wait a minute, let me see. I'm gonna go here, Alan. Hold on a second. I'll show you so you can see. That's her new book here, $19.99. I'd pay. Why not?
Well, it's on Kindle Unlimited.
Exactly.
For like $5 or something.
For Kindle Unlimited, it's probably zero.
Oh, yeah, zero, yeah.
Yeah, but for Kindle, it's like only $9.99. And I mean, come on, let the woman have a break.
Yeah, pay my $9.99, guys.
Exactly. I mean, you're reading somebody's work, you know? So, okay, let's look at the reviews real quick. Amazing Book for Breakups. That's from 2016. There's another one. Okay, there you go. There's a good one. 5 stars. So good. Did you see that one?
No.
Really?
I haven't looked at the reviews at all.
It's new. It's only a few days ago.
Oh, okay. But there's only one new review?
So people it says Amazon customer, but it doesn't say who it is.
Oh, maybe they want it to be anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah. I got this. Okay. I give this book 5 stars because Danielle really let herself be completely vulnerable to us. What is unique about the book is its raw advice coming from someone who has been through deep heartbreak and abuse. I laughed, I cried, I got angry, and then I laughed some more. This is a must read. P.S. Did I mention I read the entire book front to back in 5 hours? I haven't done that since the Goosebumps series.
Hey!
LOL.
Wow! That's really
what
good.
What a cool review.
Yeah.
What a way to start this.
Yeah.
Cool. You know what? I'm going to read it too. I'm still waiting for the fucking manuscript, and it's already been published.
I know, I kept telling him, but he didn't remind me.
Yeah.
We both wouldn't remember as soon as I was like, yeah, I'll email you. He's like, yeah, email me. And I'm like, bye. Yeah.
You know, I guess it's not enough to remind her every day.
Yeah,
but no. It's still not often enough.
No, I haven't even bought it myself. I need to buy the book myself so I can have at least one copy in my
house. Listen, I'm gonna buy your book.
Aw.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
And then leave a review, Sam.
Of course, what? I would. That's why I would get it, so I can leave an honest review, an informed review.
Yeah, exactly.
And then just to say, oh, because, you know, you're my co-host.
Right.
Yeah.
I would want the honest truth anyway.
Yeah, of course. And you know what you should do is I'll connect you with some hosts on other shows here.
And promote
it. Yeah. You got to start.
I got to start. Yeah. Everyone was like, promote it everywhere. Plug it everywhere. Even if you post it every single day on your Instagram, just do it.
Right.
And I was like, all right.
So when I get my copy, I'll give it to you. Or are you going to get one at least? Get one for yourself.
I probably will at some point.
Yeah, one or two.
Yeah.
No, because that way in your video, you just show it.
I know.
Yeah, come on.
I did a video and I didn't even have the book to show.
Like, yeah. Mm. Ellen, let me ask you something.
Sure.
Okay. You're here. You're a businessman, among other things. Mm-hmm. And this woman has 750,000 followers. Okay. And that's just on Instagram alone. On Twitter, you have how many?
200,000
on Twitter.
Which is not that much, but nobody really uses Twitter anymore.
It doesn't matter. You have 500,000, you know, you have these eyes, eyeballs.
And I have 54K subscribers on
YouTube. Right. Okay. So that's 500,000 followers.
Definitely.
Right? Is she sitting on a gold mine or not?
Definitely. Sitting on a gold mine. And you know, I'm also involved in some things that involve television and stuff. And
you are?
Yeah.
I'm looking for some acting gigs or commercial gigs, so let me know.
Okay. But I mean, I've produced 4 movies. I developed a reality series. And
really? What show?
It was called Bounty Wars.
Oh, it did it get to TV?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But, anyway, we partnered with Asylum Entertainment. They bought it back from Discovery to try to reboot it. And so they came back to us and said, okay, here's what we want. You know, we want you guys to give us some new ideas. We want to reboot it. We want to come at it a different way. So I gave them another way to go. And I said, you know, let's add somebody like this to each team of bounty hunters.
Right.
And their first question was, what is their following?
Yeah.
Give me their numbers.
Yeah.
And then I told them, and they said, it's not enough. Mm-hmm. Go get somebody that has greater following, because that's what we want. So that's how important
TV's
it is.
All TV's looking for
that's,
now.
Yeah. So
yeah, like the first thing they
want
ask
you
when
to
they
bring
go for
the
our
people
casting.
Already.
Yeah.
They don't want to spend on promotion.
Right.
You're absolutely right, Alan. Listen, I'm going to release you because
Thank
in
you.
10 minutes you have to be back here.
You got it.
Right. So
Perfect.
Will that give you enough time?
Absolutely.
I mean, okay. Cool.
All
Thank
right.
you so much for joining
right.
us, Alan.
Thank you.
Alan,
Thank you. Keep me in mind if you ever do any TV projects. I'm serious.
Of course.
I can act the shit out of it. I've been practicing in the shower.
Yeah.
I can cry on cue.
Yeah, but definitely don't invite her on your show for her book. Okay, you don't want a book that's
Yeah, don't
titled.
Be that bitch.
Don't be that bitch. Anyway.
All right.
Alan Cardoza, thank you so much. Answers for the Family. Stay tuned right after the show, and you'll have a blast.
Thanks.
Danny, so...
Yeah.
So I need to understand something about the book.
Sure.
How can you not promote it to 500,000 people?
I've been promoting it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have been. That's my first... Okay, so my first couple of days, I think I sold like maybe 1 or 2 books. And I was like, ooh, that's not good. And then I've slowly like been like, there was one day where like 40 people in a row, just like people that I know on Instagram, posted the link to my book.
Nice.
So after that, it's like, I haven't made that much. I'll say I looked this morning. I think I made like maybe 250.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So if I actually like really like promote this,
promote the shit out of it, that's what I'm telling you. You don't understand the power you have in your hands.
I know.
Well, but you keep telling me I know.
And I got to figure out my Instagram within the next month, because I worked yesterday. I trained with this chick yesterday who has 110,000 or something followers on Instagram, only getting like 1,000 likes, whatever.
Right.
To me, I don't think likes really matter. It's the impressions, because a lot of people don't like me, so they don't like my stuff. But like, I'll post a picture that'll get 5,000 likes, but it reached 80,000 people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like 80,000 people saw that.
And the engagement is bullshit, because yeah, you can click on the like,
right,
but it doesn't mean that if you didn't, you didn't see it.
Exactly. Exactly. So she was telling me that certain brands that I work with that aren't paying me,
right,
pay her.
Really?
So I'm like, no.
No.
Nope.
No more.
So like, yeah. I have to train. I have to go home and get ready to train. So I know today I won't have time.
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you. It's funny now that I'm like working. Trust me, I'm happy I'm working, and it's my type of job, because you know I work really well with people. Like,
right.
I can chit chat it up with whoever, wherever, whenever. But
right.
It's funny when you're on your feet for that long. You're like fucking exhausted by the time you get off.
That's true.
There was one shift I trained for 8, one I trained for 7. Yesterday I only did 6. But after all those shifts, I was done. I was like, I'm done for the day.
And do you have to wear high heels?
No. The first shift I did, and I could barely make
when,
it.
No, when you work now.
No, I was like, I told them, I go, I can't wear heels to this job.
Yeah.
And they're like, you don't have to, just wear like nice boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I bet.
That's true.
Sweet deal.
Yeah, good. And get something very comfortable.
Yeah.
You're entitled to invest in something a little pricey maybe, but really quality comfortable.
No, I have shoe brands that send me shoes. So I actually just sent one of them a list. I was like, I usually charge for YouTube videos if someone were to approach me to say, can you do a haul or something?
Right.
But I don't, shoe brands don't pay people because shoes are really expensive.
Right.
Like, their shoes could be like, there's a pair of boots I asked for that are like $190.
Right.
So I was like, listen, usually I charge for YouTubes. I won't charge for a YouTube if you send me this list of 8 boots, because I want like a variety of boots to wear to work, because I don't want to wear the same shoes every day.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, I don't have to wear heels.
Yeah.
But after the shifts, I'm really tired, so I know I'm not going to be able to do anything today. But tomorrow I have some time before I record my podcast, and then I'll send some emails, try to figure it out for March.
Yeah.
But well, gotta we'll get some money on my Instagram.
Yes. You will.
It's time.
You will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make sure you do.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know?
I texted that guy that used to work in this building, but he didn't text me back.
But actually, why do you need to? I mean, I'll find
marketing,
you someone.
Though.
No, I know. But don't just go with anybody, because people can take advantage of you.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So you need to go with people you trust.
Right.
All right. At any rate, a couple more things. Have you heard about this Meghan Markle thing? Like how, I guess she's like really even in worse relation with her dad and her sister and all that.
Oh, because if she's a princess now?
Yeah, I guess, or whatever. So they're just saying it's going to worsen after the birth of the baby.
I mean, I knew she wasn't that close to her dad beforehand.
Right. Like, they're just... Yeah, but I guess they thought that maybe things would get better with the baby. She would maybe invite him and all that stuff. But apparently they're saying, or they're predicting, it's actually going to be worse, and she's going to continue to distance herself from her dad.
That's sad.
Right?
That's sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny because you don't know the background. Like, people,
right,
people can write a blog or a story about whatever it is in her personal life, but no one actually knows the details.
Right.
So it's kind of like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know if her dad did something terrible to her or whatever. We don't know like the details of her life or her story. I just think it's so funny that when she was a kid, she was like, I'm going to be a princess.
Yeah.
And she like is now a princess. She literally speaks her love life into existence. I'm gonna do what she did.
I know. How many people do that?
I know. You gotta start speaking it into existence. Wow. Like, I'm gonna marry him. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's cool. I love him. he loves me too. You just got to start doing that.
Yeah. Well, not many people get to be princesses, so it might...
I wouldn't want to be a princess.
You might wonder, though, if the ones that do become princesses, if they had a notion of it early on.
Like, if you they know, just knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. She knew.
Yeah.
She told people. She's like, I'm going to be a princess.
Really?
And then she was.
But I guess a lot of girls
like,
say
I can't
too,
envision
right?
myself being a princess ever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is not for me. I don't like to dress proper. Like, I would have showed up at my wedding with, like, some sexy, like, Versace dress on. She was, like, fully clothed.
You'd be a loose cannon for the royal family.
Yeah, loose cannon. They'd probably be plotting, like, ways to get rid of me. Like, how can we kill her?
Like Fergie, right? They didn't like Fergie very much. She was,
who's Fergie?
Fergie was, like, the redheaded princess that was... married. What was his name? I'm trying to remember.
Here, I'll Google it.
The prince, Fergie. Yeah. She was married to the prince. What's his name? Not Elliot, but something like that.
Fergie Princess.
Yeah, yeah. Ferguson, Sarah Ferguson was her name.
Oh, Sarah, the Duchess of York.
Yeah.
Sarah, mother was Susan Baronet.
No, but the husband.
Oh, it doesn't say who she's married
to. The prince. What do you mean?
I don't know, but Meghan Markle's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, she looks stunning pregnant.
So you didn't find Fergie?
No, she was at the top, redhead. She looks old as shit, though.
Now, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, but who was she married to?
Let me see.
Who was the prince? I can't remember for the life of me.
She's very unattractive.
Well, she was very pretty. But, you know, I mean
I'm probably going to be unattractive at fucking...
Everybody fucking gets old.
Prince Andrew, Duke of York.
Andrew, thank you. How the fuck did I get Elliot? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
What?
Age is something.
Did you see her when she was younger?
Look at this picture of her. She's just living her best life. She looks like that would be me at an event.
With the hat.
I feel you, girl, and the drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
man.
What I'm saying. You know, she was considered like an outsider and
hey, she's sort still, of like she's a still loose got it cannon. Done.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Two more minutes. I wanted to bring this up because they opened this life-size Noah's Ark. Have you seen that ever on Facebook or anything?
No, I have, but I've seen the movie with Jim Carrey.
No, not that. But... So they built like a life size, supposedly like the one in the Bible, right? The Noah's Ark in the Bible.
Okay.
It's huge.
Okay.
But they even built the inside and they have like little models of animals and shit, like two of each and all this shit. Unbelievable. You look at this thing, you go, my God, you know, how did they make this? It's huge. And it's all made of wood. And,
right.
But he did this because he wanted to show that it did happen.
Yeah.
It could have happened that way.
Oh, because people are like, I don't believe it.
Yeah, like in the flood and stuff.
I believe it.
Well, you do, but not everybody else does.
Yeah, I know.
If you don't believe in the Bible, then you don't.
I think it happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I
think so.
I've become a skeptic as I've gotten older. I don't know. But what can I say? I'm getting more scientific.
I think it's such a cool idea to believe that actually happened.
Yeah.
Like, I think if that in fact did happen, I'm like, wow, how amazing.
Right.
Because all these animals just knew, I need to get on this boat or, like, we dead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it's nice to think about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a cool story, if nothing else. I could sit here for another 3 hours and talk, folks, because I'm really high. But we'll continue our workout here. We have to go so Alan can come in and get ready. Danny, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for those of you who took out the time on a holiday to listen to us, but we love this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow. We got guests all week, really.
Oh, really?
Tomorrow we have Jamie, who is beautiful and amazing. So tune in tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.